We have a major update. According to ESPN, the Knicks are looking to trade their first round picks in this year's draft, likely for a star player or a very impactful player that will help this team move forward next season. We're going to break down these latest reports and potentially what the Knicks are looking to trade these draft picks for. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are exploring trade scenarios for their 2024 first round picks. It was only a matter of time. We all knew the Knicks were not going to draft two rookies in this year's draft. There's no way that's going to happen. I already said in another video, in my opinion, I think the Knicks are going to trade both of their first round picks this year for either a star player or an impactful player, and then likely draft a rookie in the second round. Because this year, you can sign rookies in the second round to multi-year deals. And if you know anything with Leon Rose, he loves to seek out opportunity and try to strike gold in the second round. And that's exactly what he's going to look to do this year, especially when the draft has another day dedicated just to the second round. You know Leon Rose and that Knicks front office is going to likely try to get a second rounder that they can develop and hopefully turn into a very good player for this team. But going back to the Knicks and their first round picks, according to ESPN, they're currently looking into trade scenarios to trade those picks for something very important moving forward. According to ESPN's Jonathan Givney and Jeremy Wu, they reported that unsurprisingly, the New York Knicks are looking into trade scenarios with their number 24 and number 25 picks in this year's draft. The front office wants to extend the team's competitive window. Here's the exact quote from Jeremy Wu of ESPN. According to him, the Knicks understandably are looking into trade scenarios involving their two picks in the 20s as they work to prolong their current competitive window. The article continues by stating, the Knicks are known to be looking to trade for another superstar. They have a surplus of draft assets and tradable contracts. They have been active in drafts past, moving up and down the draft to acquire extra picks and or open up cap space. And on top of all of that, you have the Knicks senior vice president of basketball operations and Gerson Rosa say the following on Instagram. Greatest city, best fans, special group, another step forward. And then ominously, he states, more work to do. Shout out to ESPN for giving us those great updates about the Knicks and what they're looking to do in this year's draft. Again, it's not a surprise to me. They're likely going to trade both of those picks for either two things. To either move up in this year's draft to get a player they really want and covet, either a center or hopefully a wing that can be the backup to OG Anunoby if he misses any games next season. That's likely what the Knicks are looking to do. Either that, or they're going to package those picks, potentially a couple of players, to try to get a star player or a very impactful player on this team that will make this Knicks team a better team than they were this season next year. Because that's the ultimate goal for Leon Rose. How do we make this Knicks team better and build on the success that we saw this year? Because when fully healthy, this Knicks team likely can go all the way to the NBA Finals. How does Leon Rose and this Knicks front office make that a lock? Well, that's what they're looking to do with these first round picks. They're exploring trade scenarios to help this Knicks team get better each and every year moving forward. But you need the right player. You need the right fit on this team in order to do that. And who's that player? Who potentially could be that right fit? Everybody knows, if you're asking me, it's going to be Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, and Donovan Mitchell. Now, maybe that's not the full list because, as I said, once the season ends, all of those disgruntled stars, they're going to start showing up and popping up, and that list is going to get very long. That's likely what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office is waiting for. That's what they're looking to do. There's no need to rush or be impatient or try to make your moves known right now. You can't do anything at this point in time anyways. The best thing to do is to look around the league, look around and see what you could potentially get for your first round picks, which is exactly what Leon Rose is doing, and then be patient and wait. And then once you're able to make moves, that's when you really pounce. Try to make the moves you can absolutely make and let everybody know you're looking to trade these picks only if you can get this type of player back. The Knicks are not going to just throw their assets away to get each and every player that sounds good. That doesn't make sense, especially under Leon Rose. What does make sense, though, is to see, well, if I trade both of these picks and maybe a Mitch or maybe a Bojan or maybe both of those guys and these picks and a couple of these protected picks, what would I get right now? What would a team be desperate enough to give me right now? Would it be a rising star, a superstar, an all-star, or a very good impactful player? That's what they have to think about. Or maybe they're looking early in the draft. Maybe pick number 14, 15, 16, maybe that particular range. And that's where they want to draft the center or a wing. And they know if they wait till their particular draft spot, the player they want will be gone. Maybe they're looking at that center from Purdue. I believe that guy's name is Zach Edey. And he potentially could go 14 to 22, 23, or 24. That's his projection. However, his upside is extremely high. There have been reports that the Pelicans want to draft him and pair him with Zion Williamson. So clearly, the kid has potential. A lot of teams around the league like him, but they don't like him enough to draft him high. Potentially, he could go at 14 or he could go at 20. Would a team want to run the risk of waiting potentially to see if he falls to them or control their own fate, control their own destiny, and try to trade for that pick and get Edey on their roster? This is absolutely a scenario that the New York Knicks may explore. But I say may because I don't think it's their first thing that they're looking at. I'm sure the first responsibility right now under Leon Rose is star player or impactful player. That's what they're looking to trade those picks for. If they can get that and they see a very good kid in the draft that they like, I'm sure they would package those picks, maybe their second round pick as well too, and try to move up in the draft to potentially get a player that they really want and they think they can develop. But because this year is a weaker draft, I don't really see Leon Rose doing that. And like I said to start the video, this year, because of what you can do with second round picks, the fact that you can sign them to multi-year contracts, I think that's music to Leon Rose's ear. And I think because of all of those factors, they're going to try to strike gold in the second round again and develop a rookie that they get there, not in the first round. The Knicks really want a star player. It's no surprise. We've heard in these reports from ESPN and from multiple reports over the last few weeks from NBA insiders, Knicks insiders like Ian Bagley and Fred Katz, all basically confirming that if the right player becomes available, the Knicks will get involved, they'll pounce, and they'll try to get that player on this team. But it all depends on the player. It has to be the right player. We are not the Knicks team of a few years ago when any star, when they become available, we jump at the opportunity of trying to trade for that player. We're not there anymore. We are a competitive team. We are an NBA Finals team, potentially, when fully healthy. With that knowledge in mind, you have to add the right player so you don't disrupt the chemistry and what we're trying to build here. That's why only a certain players, in my opinion, make sense to add to this team. And those players don't disrupt the offense, but score when you need them to, and they're unbelievable on the defensive end, and they would get better under Tom Thibodeau. That's a very short list, ladies and gentlemen. And the first player on that list is Mikal Bridges. He checks every box. I don't care what you want to say. Paul George this, Kevin Durant that, this or that, whatever player that's in your head. Mikal Bridges fits every single box. And his value is down right now. Talk about a player that not only fits the Knicks, but also fits Leon Rose and what he wants to do in terms of cost control. Fits Tom Thibodeau and what he wants to do in terms of defense and not disturbing what Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle are likely going to give you next season as well too. We all remember January. What do you do if you remember that? You add to that core. You try to build to that. That means OG Anunoby, he's being re-signed. He's safe. Jalen Brunson, he's safe. Julius Randle, he's safe. That means the player you're looking to add cannot make that much money. Mikal Bridges checks that box. He has to be a star or all-star level player. Mikal Bridges checks that box. a high-level defender and somebody that won't take away from the offense when Jalen and Julius Randle are cooking. Mikal checks that box too. We can talk about each and every player, each and every star for days, but this is why I say what I say when it comes to Mikal, because no matter how you want to look at it, from a management perspective, from a coach perspective, from a fit perspective, he fits everything. And that's why I hope that Sean Marks will make sure he trades Mikal this offseason and hopefully does it to the team with the best offer. And if the Rockets go elsewhere and they don't get involved, which I'm hoping they do, that would give the Knicks all the leverage in the world to get Mikal and get him on this team. Because it's not about what the Nets want. It's about best offer available. And if that's the Knicks, ding, 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 they win and they get Mikal. That's what I'm hoping for, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens this offseason. But hearing that the Knicks want to trade their first round picks is no surprise to me. Now I'm just wondering what trade scenarios are the Knicks looking into? Because as I mentioned, there really has to be three: star player, impactful player, or package those picks and maybe something else to trade up in this year's draft to get another player that you really think can make a difference on this team next season. There's only a handful of players that make that list, and it's up to Leon Rose in this Knicks front office to make that trade happen and get a deal done. And after this season, I'm not questioning Leon Rose. I am just waiting patiently, like he's always asked us to do, and watch him make magic happen. He did it during this season, and he's going to do it again during the offseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports coming from ESPN indicating that the Knicks are looking to trade their picks for this year for something very important that will help the Knicks extend their competitive championship window? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.